This is Twit.
Finally, so we got one more thing to steal something from our friends across the street. The Google Pixel Book in silver, which makes Jason gasp. So this is their new Chromebook tablet that folds into a tablet. Their Chromebook laptop that folds into a tablet. 128-gig model for $11.99.
Oh, my gosh.
256 gig for $13.99, and 512 gig for $17.49, and the optional Pixelbook Pen, which is pressure sensitive, got tilt support, no lag, for an additional $99.
So no Jason, lag, huh?
My God. Jason,
like that is daydream the, remote?
My God,
is this the Chromebook of your dreams, Jason?
There is no sugarcoating it, or even Oreo cookie coating it. This is expensive for a Chromebook, but it's the one I'm going to get. I mean, it's what I've been waiting for. It's what I've been waiting to replace
this one with.
With the last Pixel Chromebook, it was state of the art. There was nothing else like it. Now, there are so many Chromebooks that are really, really good for half or less of the price.
Like mine, except for the trackpad.
Well, I mean, the pricing of that kind of falls in line with, I mean, like their largest Pixel is just shy of $1,000.
Yes.
Which is apparently a theme this year on super duper premium phones, right around the $1,000 mark. I mean, Google's buckling down hard on this idea of these being premium, seen as premium as any other device out there. And they're like, yeah, we command that because it's got the Google name on it. Do you think that the Google name backs up that price category, that price point?
No, because it doesn't do all the things that my Windows or a Mac does.
Yeah.
So until it does that, I mean, I understand the materials costing money and the processor and all that. But
it's a showpiece. It's to show everyone, I got one of these.
Yeah, I have a Chromebook. I bought the Acer R13. I bought two Acer R13s to give to my parents because they're easier to manage and they're not going to do anything weird. And they only need browsing. But if I'm traveling, as you can see, I'm not traveling with my Chromebook. I'm traveling with my Windows computer because it does what I need it to do. I can edit video on this. I can run any application. So, you know, I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a computer that's going to sit home most of the time.
Mm.
But I'll make the argument that somebody like you or me or Flo or whatever is a power user and needs a different kind of device.
Yes, granted. Yes,
And that there are, you know, whether it's business or family or whomever that want a solid, good laptop that, you know, is a convertible into a tablet and has all this kind of stuff, and they don't need all that. They're not editing video. They're just so my anecdote for Chromebooks is that I was shocked and surprised at the school district on Long Island where my niece is. She's a sixth grader into middle school this year, and on the first day of school, they handed her an Acer Chromebook.
Oh wow!
All the kids in school got an Acer Chromebook, and I went home and she's showing me it, and it's a convertible to a tablet, touchscreen, and I watched this kid, you know, go to the web, find an image, save it locally, make it the background in like 20 seconds, and like I thought I'm gonna have to show her how to do everything, and she just did it. And there's a generation that's gonna be raised on this as their de facto laptop, and sure enough, I bet you. You know, with cloud storage and local storage increasing to the levels that are, that by the time she is in her 20s, they'll be editing video on these devices and things like that because everything will catch up.
We live and operate in an industry that requires a whole lot of multimedia manipulation and stuff too.
True.
Like what we do at its core is Photoshop and is video editing and requires, you know, all of these things. A lot of people, like what they do 99% of the time relies on the web, and that's about it. They don't need those
spreadsheets. I'll tell you what though also is that I have a MacBook Air that I don't have Photoshop installed on. I don't have the Creative Cloud installed on. And I've been on the road and I've had to edit photos and I've used Pixlr in the browser. Maybe 5 minutes of catching up to figure out how to do stuff. Yeah, oh, that's a different keystroke. Oh, great. And it works fine.
Yep.
Here's the thing though. Ron, absolutely with you. Most people don't need the power that we need. We are absolutely the outliers. And yes, I think it is a great school device. I think that students should be getting Acer R12s or R11s rather than iPads. They're less expensive, they last longer, and they do more. However, those use cases, which are great for the Chromebook, none of them assume a price of $1,100.
No, starting $1,100.
Right? So, that's why that's so weird. That Pixel is so weird because it's like, okay, who's this for? Because the Chromebook idea is great, but $1,100, that's power user money. And the power user's not going to get a Pixel.
I don't know, Jason, are you going to get a Pixel?
Because
you're a power user.
Yeah, I'll be getting one of these.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, and this might be a tease for a future show segment, but I'm getting real close to the end of life of my Nexus 9.
Oh, yeah.
And I was looking real hard at tablets and real hard at convertible laptops and wondering, do I just get a convertible, Chromebook? Mm-hmm. You know, and in that regard, I'm walking around with a MacBook Air that doesn't have Photoshop on it. There's no reason why I couldn't switch to a Chromebook. If it's got a ton of local storage, which is the one thing that I really like to have, that $1,199 is the same price as a Mac laptop. And you know, if the specs are enough, it's definitely a curiosity as a traveling business person, businessman, you know, on the planes and doing all this stuff, I would consider it.
Or you get a cheaper Chromebook and you pop in a micro SD card with an extra terabyte.
Possibly. That's a good point.
Everybody's
too.
Use case is a little different, right? Like I have a desktop at home that I use for music, and I would not use a Chromebook Pixel or a Chromebook for music production, but I don't need to. Last week went to the MWC Americas, mm-hmm. and I had packed in my backpack my MacBook Pro because I left this Pixel at work, and I got to the train station. I was like, there is no way on earth I'm carrying this around with me all day. It's big, it's heavy, and I just don't need it for anything other than maybe taking notes in a browser. I really wish I had my Chromebook Pixel right now. And that's one of the beauties of it, right? Like it's for a road warrior kind of perspective, and especially if you're in certain business careers or whatever. You want a laptop that does what you need, but also kind of has a certain quality to it. That's one thing that I really like about Pixel. Yes, it's more expensive, and there might be other options, but pretty much every other Chromebook I've ever used, I don't like as much as this one.
We also are failing to discuss this Pixelbook Pen, which is going to be a big part of this, because as we know, Google up until now, most of that stylus stuff has kind of been in Samsung's realm, at least when it comes in the Android sphere. Google hasn't really been.
Well, I saw this Pixel Pen and the Chromebook Pixel as straight, like trying to keep Microsoft at bay with all the stuff that they're doing with the Surface. I mean, that the Surface stuff is gaining momentum. And I think Google sees that. And this is a way, you know, like I keep seeing in my dumb little game where I have to watch an ad. I see that commercial with that teacher who uses the rapping teacher. Yeah. And they show him with a Surface tablet and he's using the pen and he's drawing and doing all stuff like that. Like Google's hyper aware of that. And this is a direct response to that.
And you want to have that on a Chromebook, because then when it goes to the education sector, you have teachers who are using this.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, if there's a pen involved here, then there's more for us to learn about what and, you know, how that's integrated and why. They've got to give a purpose for why that exists and kind of detail that. So there's stuff around the pen that we actually don't know. We just know that it exists.
Yeah.
What's happening on Chrome OS?
Right.
That's there.
The hooks aren't there. The hooks aren't there right now to turn this into something like what Microsoft has with the Surface.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now, it sounds like stylus. And if it's a stylus, that doesn't get me super excited. Now, if it can detect pressure and angle.
It says pressure in this.
But really does it. Like an artist would actually want out of a pen.
And that's what the Chromebook cannot do right now as a two-in-one. Like there's no. Yeah,
but I mean, I'm also excited about this because it has the tablet mode, right? And like, I haven't had an Android tablet in a while, and my advice for anyone asking about an Android tablet has kind of evolved to a point where, like, I don't advise on an Android tablet because there really aren't that many. I advise get a Chromebook that can convert into tablet mode, because then you get the benefits of both. You might as well.
The Acer Chromebooks can run Android apps in beta mode right now. So yay.
Yeah,
it works.
Well, I think kind of going forward,
but
they all can.
The only way to make the pen successful, and I hope you're listening to me, Google, is you need to make it so that when you charge it, it has to stick straight out from the USB port.
Yeah.
Only way, take it from me, take
like
it from
an appendage. Yeah. Yes, precisely.
Yeah. In a very delicate, seemingly delicate manner.
Make the connector really easy to snap off.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, you'll never be able to put it in your bag.